got a little something to read before it comes out. And it's from the book of Isaiah 57. And it says, God forgives the repentant. Okay. And I'll just read one paragraph here. And the end of the paragraph is really the key. Because, you know, we have this treasure on the inside that is able by gift to give to others around us. And as I see over and over again, wherever I go, I look for opportunities to share the gospel. And well, this paragraph says, the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, the Holy One, says this, I live in that high and holy place with those whose spirits are contrite and humble. Okay, this is Isaiah 57, verse 15. Now, the word contrite is extreme brokenness. And if you ever find this can, I'm looking for a can, it's about early 1900s, and it says, this stone has been contrited. And what that can is talcum powder. Okay? And talc, in its original form, will sink in the water. Okay? But now that it's been contrited, it floats. It changed absolutely the property of what is happening on the inside of our lives. So, with those whose spirits are contrite and humble, I refresh the humble and give new courage to those with repentant hearts. For I will not fight against you forever. I will not always show my anger. And if I did, all people would pass away.
Wow.
Okay, this is the issue that God is dealing with the Israelite nation. And you know, just like us, you know, I don't think we're any different. We have good days, bad days, argumentative days. You fill in the blank for where you go, okay? Because if God did not do something about this, all people would pass away. All the souls I have made, every one of them would disappear. I was angry and punished these greedy people. I withdrew myself from them. This is the example of Yehovah in the Old Testament, but they went right on sinning. I have seen what they do, but I will heal them anyway. Okay? Now you think about all the things that you're guilty of in your life. We deserve hell, right? Every one of us. And you know what? But God did something in us that we could not do ourselves. I will lead them and comfort those who mourn, and then words of praise will be on their lips. You know what? Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Now, can you think of anything better than that gift?
Nothing.
Nothing compares. Even if you argue with God, there is nothing better than that name and what that name can do in your life. Then praise will be on their lips. May they have peace both near and far, for I will heal them all, says the Lord. But those who will still reject me are still like the restless sea. It is never still, but continually churns up mire and dirt. You want to wrestle with God? You're going to lose. There is no peace for the wicked, says my God. Now, this is the book of Isaiah. This is 500 years before Jesus even was born on the earth. And prophetically speaking, how is this before Messiah came? How? It is because Messiah is. Just is. Always was. So the Jews looked ahead towards the Messiah, the Christians looked back. Well, the same word, Lord, that's in the Old and the New Testament is always translated Yahweh or Yeshua. So you think, well, the Jewish people and the Christians, well, they have that in common. Now, just like Jews and Christians, we rebel. We think that God doesn't see or doesn't care. No, he cares, and he, but he looks in such a way now that even if you keep on sinning, I will heal them anyway. That gives me a hope beyond myself. Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for your word. Encourage us in this, and may we share this good news with those around us. In Jesus' name.
Bless us.
Amen.
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 Good word.
That's the point.
Isaiah 57.
Oh, okay.
End of the end of 57.
One for the body, one for the soul.
But, you know, the whole... Isaiah in the 50s are just the whole... Just read it. It's just full of life. It's as if you're reading the New Testament.
Amen.
It really is amazing. And that's where I've been.
Amen.
Andre.
Yeah.
You said you want to say Jewish.
Jewish.
What you had
Zionist.
Okay.
You're going to bring the real one.
Traditional half Torah for the Yom Kippur morning service.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They read it. That's for the Yom Kippur service?
Right.
That?
The morning.
That's because
the morning, and right. Before. And if you know anything about the lead up to Yom Kippur, there's a repentance involved,
right.
Where the nation turns back to God and he forgives them for that.
Right. Prior year.
Okay. Anyway, what's interesting is because when you read the first part, it talks about humility. Okay. Now everyone knows the difference between being humble. And being
proud, you're humble.
Huh?
And being proud, you're humble.
Right.
I got the little badge.
Okay, but what this is a picture of grace at the same time. You know, because he's asking the nation to come to him.
Yeah.
You know, and the idea is you have to come prepared like this to that point of the Yom Kippur. Because that's the day of judgment or atonement would be it for them. You know, before Christ came.
Right.
They're looking to the future like you said.
Thank you very much.
But what's interesting is verse 19 here, because my version says it a little bit different, but it means the same thing. After you've been humbled, not humiliated, but humbled.
Right.
Okay? It says, I create these peace to whom him who is off and to him who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. You see, until you're humbled, right, the fruit of your lips in your praising the Lord don't come about until you know that he's the one who's done it. He's humbled you and brought you to the point where he can create that, his glory, and not our own.
Well, you know, the guy beating his chest in the back of the church, you know, it's New Testament because he's sitting in the back of the church saying, Lord, forgive me, I am a sinner. And the guy in the front is going, man, I am good. So who received the Lord's blessing? The rooster or the guy beating his chest in the back, hanging his head?
Both of them.
No.
Okay. God prayed in the front of the table. I'm not like that.
Yeah.
Because if they were in a Jewish congregation, they'd be all in a circle. They wouldn't even be in the back.
Well, the testimony is pride is always invaded the heart of man. And you know, who among us can really stand and strut?
God, you
have a contrite spirit.
Yeah, that contrite. Hey, float on the water instead of sink. To me, when I heard that, you know, that message 37, 8 years ago, know, this stone has been contrived.